Hello, my name is Helena Sowards, and this is part two of the Necronomipod. And as a fun fact, necromancy is... wait for it. The magic of dead people and death. It's just fun stuff. Anyways... Part two is going to be all about Wicca, the recent trend of it, and witches portrayed in the media. So, have fun! Anyways, so to start off, we have to talk about a very special man. That man is Gerald Gardner. He was an Englishman born in the late 1800s. I don't actually know the actual year because I forgot, but... Gerald Gardner was an Englishman. He was involved in the military. He was very into scientific practices. And he was also very into witchcraft. And that's kind of strange because a lot of people don't see those two things colliding. But they did in one man named Gerald Gardner. And one thing that he is known for is starting... the neo-paganism religion, the new form of witchcraft, and that is Wicca. Wicca is the rebirth of the witchcraft religion. It has all the original ideas of witchcraft, but it is revamped as a new thing, and it was reintroduced in the 1950s through the 1960s all the way till today. It is the fastest growing religion and it is crazy. So let's talk about Gerald Gardner. Gerald Gardner was, as I said, he was an Englishman. And he was also involved in the military, as I said before. And he was also a nudist. And that means he likes to get naked and he likes to feel similar to our Neolithic ancestors who also didn't have clothes. So, yeah. He had fun doing that. And through that, he met the Rosicrucian Order Crotona Fellowship, and through them he met the New Forest Coven, which is probably the most important people that he has met on our journey in what we are talking about, which is Wicca. And through those people he was introduced to witchcraft. He became so amazed by it that he himself wanted to bring it back, as it was kind of banned in England at that time because Christianity was the popular religion and witchcraft was seen as evil, and if you practiced it you were kind of seen as a bad person because witches were seen as bad people, as you might have heard from part one. And the crazy thing about that is that no, witches weren't actually bad people. They were just people trying to help people, but they were always on the outskirts of society. Kind of like the quote-unquote barbarians in the Roman society. They were just pastoralists on the outskirts of society, living on their own, but they didn't speak the Roman language, which I think was Latin. And that's why people thought that they were crazy. Anyways, let's go back to Wicca. Wicca was kind of... It started in a weird way. So, Gerald was like, yo, I want to spread this religion, but because it is seen as a bad thing, I'm going to write these books. Which, the first one was called Witchcraft Today, which was written in 1954, which was the year that he introduced Wicca. And then the second one is The Meaning of Witchcraft, which was written in 1959. Anyways, he wrote those books.
he tried to get them published, but because they were written on a topic so controversial at the time, they could not be published. So he was like, dude, these aren't real ideas. I'm not trying to, like, spread my ideas. I'm not trying to create this new religion. No, they're just fantasy books. I'm trying to entertain people. So the publisher's like, great, let's entertain people. Let's introduce these books to the world and have people laugh about how silly they are and how fantastically fantastic they are. So they published these books, and so it just kind of sold. Many people bought the books. They still sell the books today, and they are the basis for Wicca. And yeah, it's just crazy what he did. He was the founding father. He was the Jesus of Wicca. They call him the father of Wicca. That is what he is known as internationally, and that is dear old Gerald Gardner. Anyways, let's talk about the idea of Wicca, the actual religion itself. Wicca is the focus on magic with a K, because it is different from magic with just a C at the end. So Wicca is a focus on that. They focus on the original ideas of witchcraft, which include rituals, healing, and the discretion of negative energy, all that. Basically what we talked about in part one. And it introduced new ideas and new rituals and new stuff like that. And it's hard to get specific because it's just like it introduced many different things, like spells on how to get things that you want instead of just get rid of bad energy spells. And so a lot of these spells are involved in your own life, so it would help you in your own life in a daily basis. And it's just something that's more self-involved than a religion that is more focused on what you put out to others. It's more on what you bring into yourself. So there are such things as banishing spells, where you would banish a person from your life. It does not harm the person unless you want it to, but it gets them out of your life and makes sure that they don't give their negative energy to you, so you feel better as a person. And so it kind of has that idea where it focuses on yourself. And yes, you can have a coven, which is a group of Wiccans all together, and in that coven they practice it together because they're more powerful together. They practice rituals, they perform rituals, they cast spells together, and all of that so that they can all succeed together. And a lot of these rituals include moonlight rituals and rituals inside of forests. Some pagans or Wiccans who live in urban areas, they go to parks and they practice all these things in parks. And what they will do is that they'll cast a circle, they'll do all the thing that is needed for the ritual, and then they'll just like dance around and they'll just have a gay old time and they'll be happy. A lot of these rituals are kind of focused on one god that they think will help them with that need that they are asking for. But a lot of the celebration for Wicca is the goddess of nature and like Mother Nature herself. That's what we, or they, kind of look for. They look to please and to bring in the light, or the kind of, like, stuff, the blessings from that, as other people would say. Anyways, that's kind of what it is. It's communal, but it's also self-focused, and it has all the basis of regular witchcraft, and it's cool. And a lot of spells, you need to focus on yourself before you actually cast the spell. So let's say you want to cast a money spell. You think inside of your head, you're like, what am I going to do with this money? How is it going to affect me? And then you focus on that. You think about that for a while. You meditate with that in your mind, and then you go and you do the ritual, which is that spell. And that's how you would cast a spell. And sometimes there are spells where that you, if it's a money spell, sometimes they'll have a little trinket that you put in your wallet so that you get more money out of it. And then, yeah. But a lot of the time you have to close your spell. It's not safe to keep your spell open. So a lot of witches you will see in documentaries, they'd say blessed be, or so mote it be, or they'll say something that means that the spell is over and that it is cast off into the wind, and that they're waiting for what they cast to come back to them. And so, yeah, fun stuff. So let's talk about the trend. So the recent trend of witchcraft is very apparent in the media. Sabrina, the teenage witch revamp show called The Chilling Tales of Sabrina, came out recently. And they're revamping, I guess, Charmed as well. And it's just because of people getting interested in witchcraft. People were interested in it back in the 90s as well. But I don't know what happened in the early 2000s. A lot of things happened then. I don't want to talk about it. But, so, you know, it was, so many people got interested in it because they, they got interested in the trend because of the aesthetic, as the aesthetic includes a lot of crystals, herbs, and just, like, things that are very involved with nature, and it's very aesthetically pleasing. It looks nice, it is involved with nature, as also another recent trend is going back to our roots, going back to nature, as farmer markets are popping up more. There are more and more of them in LA. More people are shopping at those. Whole Foods is becoming one of the main markets now. And it's people who want to go back to our roots and being connected with nature and feeling au natural again. And so those people who are like, I want to be connected with nature, also found a new trend which popped up recently, which was spirituality and astrology. And many people got involved with it because of their moon sign. As I am a Libra, you may be something else. That is your moon sign. And so people got interested in that. And so those two clashed, and out of it popped the idea of Wicca, the thing that is Wicca. It's like a little baby, but the baby was there before. It just showed up out of nowhere. So, like, an adult, but not an adult. I don't know. I'm not good with analogies. Anyway, so it popped up as something, and people are like, dude, the aesthetic for Wicca is really cool, and the ideas behind it are also really cool. Let's make that a trend. And because of that, it also popped up a lot of controversy with witches, as they were saying it was cultural appropriation, because a lot of people weren't doing their research, and they were just doing random shenanigans with it, saying that they're witches when they aren't actually true witches, because they didn't do their research, they didn't know what it's truly about. They're just like, this is a trend, might as well be a part of it. And so a lot of people got mad, and that's why it has popped a lot of controversy. A lot of controversy are the witches in media. So, like, the Wicked Witch of the West, a lot of people are complaining because that's not a true depiction of witches, as people aren't green and witches are regular people. There's also this Chilling Tales of Sabrina, which shows witches as Satan worshipping people, and that is insane because they aren't. They're not Satan worshipping people. Those are Satanists. Those are different people than Wiccans. And then they also have Bewitched, which shows a household wife as this kind of sneaky and scandalous witch girl who's always getting into trouble. And it's just, it shows how people view witches as these things that are not good. Like, yeah, it's getting better. People are seeing it in a better light now, but it still doesn't stop people from saying that witches are evil. And that is one of the main things that is really getting people to look more into it. The people who are actually interested, they look into it and they learn that, no, it's just a religion that worships nature itself and the inner beauty in oneself and how they can project their magic onto the world. And so, to finish this podcast, I'd like to say, if you are interested in it, you should do your research before you actually say that you are a witch, because it's like saying you're a Christian but without going to church or knowing what the entire religion is about. Anyways, that is the end of my part. I wish you all a good day and hope you had a fun time. Au revoir.